So, welcome. Welcome to Antioch. Welcome to our first Antioch meeting of the year. A community of disciples on mission, that's who we are. A unique and special expression of the unity of the body of Christ. We've got lots of things to be deeply thankful for today in our life together. So welcome in lots of different languages as well. And just so Nathan appreciates it, I've also put welcome up in Northern Irish. Can you see it says welcome up there? So I did that for you, bro. No probs. Welcome back to Acton Hill Church. And welcome to this new academic year as well, this new year that we're looking forward to God's grace manifest in our midst. And welcome to our first physical community gathering, all of us together since March 2020. Remember Dominic McDermott? Well, that was the last time we were all here. That's a long time ago. For those of you few who don't know me yet, my name is Arthur Delargy. I'm one of the coordinators, and I'll be leading us through our time today, our meeting today, which is also being live streamed. So those of you who are joining on live stream, you're very welcome too. And because this is the start of a new academic year, and because it's our first meeting in a while, there's a few people that we'd like to say a special welcome to. I'm not sure if they're all here, but I know some of you are. So let me start by introducing those who I know are here. And if you wouldn't mind standing up just so we can see you as well, that would be great. So can we start with Katie Flynn from Community of the Risen Christ in Glasgow. And next there's Kathy Johnson from Nazareth in Dublin. So Katie and Kathy are joining Susan and others in the household at Julian Avenue. So great to have you with us for this year. Is Selene here from Monterey? Selene, welcome. And Selene, as you have seen from Dan's update letter, is going to be joining us and serving in Koinonia in the year ahead. I know that Carl Canuti's not here yet, is he? No. I think he's, yeah, okay. What can I say? And Salim may wander in partway through the meeting as well. Likewise, I think Anthony and Celine Eid from Lebanon also are on their way, and they may join us later, so look out for Lebanese-looking people later on. And obviously, we've had lots of things to celebrate over the last few months as well, so I think the new Mr. and Mrs. Potter are with us somewhere. To see you both looking so happy after so long of married life. That's great. I know Ralph and Mary may join us later on as well, so keep an eye out for them. And then I see some old friends with us today as well. Father John McKenna sitting down the back. And we're looking forward to seeing you next weekend as well, Father John. And then Kevin Coyle, I think, has sneaked in somewhere as well. There was some... Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And down the back is Lydia Mead. Have I forgotten anybody? I probably have. Oh, Beba. Welcome back, Beba. From Barry. Okay, so just because it's been so long since we've been in this hall together, just reminding people of... practical things. So first of all, the toilets are out the back and to my right. In the unlikely event of a fire, we all stream out and we meet on that green over there. And as Anthony's already given us some guidance on the use of face masks and spreading out, so there's still quite a few empty seats at the front and in different other places. So feel free, if you feel a bit closed in particular, to move up to the front. Okay, what's going to happen today? Well, today is really, we're going to take a longer time just to worship the Lord. It's been a long time since we were together in corporate worship, so we're going to take up a longer time to focus on the Lord and to worship Him. There isn't going to be a talk. I'm sure you're all very disappointed to hear that, but unfortunately, there's not going to be a talk this time, but we'll have an extended time to worship the Lord and give thanks. And then there'll be a little bit of time for an open mic, not much, but we've got about 10 or 15 minutes where if anybody wants to share anything that's been going on in their life over the last few months, over the summer holidays, there's an opportunity just to testify to the Lord's faithfulness, and the Lord's goodness. And then we'll have a short time of intercession, and then we'll finish with some announcements. I think there's an event happening next weekend that Tom Bick wants to tell us something about, so there'll be definitely some announcements, I can guarantee that. And then we'll just have the opportunity just to enjoy sweet fellowship with each other, literally sweet fellowships. There's some nice things down the back. I'm sure Gina's brought some of her delicious cakes. So we've got all of that to look forward to enjoy God's goodness to us today. So in a couple of minutes, Anthony and the worship band are just going to lead us into the courts of the Lord. We'll look at taking 30 minutes plus, maybe 40 minutes, just to be in his presence, just to be in his courts, to give thanks to him, to honor him together. And Anthony's going to be encouraging us at different points in the worship time to bring forth psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to acclaim the Lord, to testify to his goodness, to testify to all he's done for us. But let's also expect the Lord to speak to us as well about our life together, about our corporate life together in Antioch. And if you have got any words, prophecies, or senses, bring those to me so they can come out at the appropriate point in the meeting. But before that, I just wanted to share some thoughts I had as I was praying for the meeting. And I wanted to read out some particular verses from the book of Nehemiah, from chapter 8, verses 8 to 10. And the context for this is the exiles of Israel are coming back to Jerusalem, and they're dedicating the new temple. And the verses start by saying, "The priests read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. And then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to them all, 'This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep.' For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, 'Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" And so this is an interesting passage for us to hear today. In the book of Nehemiah, we see the exiles returning. They're returning from Babylon to Jerusalem. They're rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. They're setting up a new temple so that they can worship corporately. And they're rededicating themselves to following the Lord and to following his law. And it's not too difficult for us to draw parallels with those verses and with our life. We've been in COVID-19 and lockdown after lockdown for the last 18 months. And because of that, we've been in a mini exile. This is great that we're all back together again. We're back together. We're actually, by worshiping together, we're rebuilding our life and rediscovering our corporate worship and remembering our covenant with the Lord and remembering our covenant with one another in a particular way. So like the people of Israel, let's take that exhortation and let's lift up our hearts and rejoice today and thank God for what he's done for us, for his protection and for his provision as we worship him. So let's stand and just ask the Holy Spirit to come and be with us today as we worship him and meet with him.